23rd of August 2020, my name is Sheila and this is More Than Therapy episode number 3. Our topic today is addiction during the pandemic. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Drug counseling centers saw a surge in patients during the pandemic, leading to a surge in alcohol sales and the abolition of the Blue Law so people could buy carry-out drinks, a former addict who had long-term recovery said Sunday. For people who work from home, a lack of sociability, boredom and stress led to relapses before they even started, he said. Former addicts, even those recovering, struggled with a renewed sense of guilt and a sense of loss of control over their drug use. If you need help, you can call 1-888-743-5555 for information about the substance's treatment. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration of the New York State Department of Health operates a 24-hour hotline to provide recommendations for the treatment of addiction problems, as well as a toll-free hotline for those in need. Many Anonymous Alcoholics Anonymous groups now offer virtual meetings, as do secular reconstruction groups like Life Ring. Connecting with a community of sober people, such as the Alcoholic Recovery Network in New York, helps people who are looking for a safe place to talk about their addiction problems and recovery. At the same time, social media is a powerful tool for those who use alcohol and other substances as an accepted and expected coping mechanism. For people who are recovering or living with addiction, these stressful times can lead to relapses and an increase in drug use and abuse. As a general practitioner, I deal with patients who have problems with addiction, mostly alcohol addiction. It is not unusual for me to treat patients who have a history of alcohol and/or drug addiction and other mental health problems. When you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol or other substances, it is critical that the current environment does not prevent anyone from receiving the support and treatment they need. These people are suffering from a disease and need the support of a number of authorities, and they need the support of all of these authorities. The pandemic creates a perfect storm of stressor that exposes those who take drugs, live in a blockade and cannot freely mix with others to the risk of overdosing on the COVID-19 virus. Getting support can be a big challenge in seeking help for addicts, especially if you are living off addiction therapy or can mix with others. When there is a pandemic, people who are battling addiction cannot access doctors or support groups because of their addiction. Early recovery of addicts is a crucial part of the long-term recovery process for people with addiction problems. Isolation is a common trigger for people who use substances, which is why many recovery programs rely on peer support. In addition, people on the streets lack basic necessities and have no access to medical care, food, shelter, and other basic needs. To stop the spread of the virus, people should keep their distance from people with addiction problems. However, for a person struggling with addiction, it is more of an inconvenience than a curb on the spread of COVID-19. Anxiety and insecurity associated with social and economic hardship, as well as compulsory isolation, can exacerbate anxiety and depression. Many people take medication to relieve stress, but there is a risk of relapse, which can hinder the use of highly regulated drugs such as methadone, buprenorphine, and naloxone. Information about alcohol and drug addiction is provided to parents and friends of parents who may have substance abuse problems. A resource list provides information on the importance of mental health services for young people seeking emotional support. Explains how family intervention can be the first step towards recovery and how to help families affected by alcohol and/or drug abuse to facilitate treatment and recovery. We have switched to an online model of service delivery. Children can look after themselves by communicating about problems and joining support groups such as Alateen. Many experts say addiction is a disease of isolation, and that social isolation could affect people's ability to turn to drugs and alcohol to cope. However, people with an addictive disorder can continue to get help while they wait for the social order to be lifted. Boredom is a huge trigger for early recovery for most people, and an inability to engage in social activities such as shopping, cooking, or other everyday activities leads to relapse, says Robin. This increases the need for human contact that many people experience during recovery. One of the many difficult things about addiction is that it is an isolated condition. The pandemic has exacerbated alcohol and drug use, dependence and overdose in the region, and the subsequent closure of public health services such as hospitals and health facilities has created an environment of isolation and isolation for many people, especially in rural areas. This is all for today, guys. My name is Sheila and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of More Than Therapy and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.